It's time again to visit with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
We're going to ask you about three items that have appeared in the column recently, claims made about the Senate candidates George Allen and Tim Kaine. First of all, George Allen was quoted saying that Kaine had announced he wants to raise taxes on everyone. When you checked the facts on that, what did you find out?
Yeah, Tim Kaine's response to a debate question about taxes got a lot of attention last week, including from George Allen's campaign, which pointed to an exchange that Kaine had with the debate moderator, David Gregory. Now, Gregory had asked Kaine about Mitt Romney's comments that 47% of Americans don't pay taxes and believe the government has a responsibility to care for them. Gregory asked if Kaine felt everyone in Virginia should pay something in federal income tax. Now, Kaine said he was open to a proposal that would have some minimum tax level for everyone. Now, Kaine did not endorse having all Americans pay a minimum federal income tax. Kaine did say he wanted to see the Bush-era tax cuts expire for people earning $500,000 or more, and he also said he'd like to see tax reform that broadens the base and includes more taxpayers by filling in deductions and also lowering tax rates. Now, Kaine did not specify which tax loopholes he'd eliminate. Kaine's response to Gregory did not amount to endorsing a minimum tax level on everyone. And even if that policy would be enacted, it doesn't mean everyone would pay higher taxes. It means the 47% who pay no income tax would pay something. And even if you go beyond that exchange and look at the policies that Kaine does support, they don't add up to a tax increase for everyone. So we rule Allen's claim false.
All right. Now, Allen also claimed that Kaine had doubled down his words in his support of devastating defense cuts, saying the deal was the right thing to do, quoting Allen there. What did you find out on that?
Well, this one also comes from one of the debates between the Senate candidates, and this was at the July 21st debate at Hot Springs. Allen had asked Kaine if he still supported a debt limit deal that set in motion a possible $500 billion in automatic defense cuts that could start in January. Now, the deal to raise the debt ceiling was reached in August 2011, just before a deadline after which the U.S. would start being unable to pay its bills. Now, Kaine said the deal was the right thing to do. Now, Allen took that statement, and in recent weeks he has cited it to claim that Kaine doubled down in his support for devastating defense cuts. Now, a key part of that deal was a congressional supercommittee came up with at least $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction. And if they didn't, there would be $1 trillion in automatic defense spending cuts over the next decade, half from defense programs and the other half from non-defense. But the committee failed, setting the clock ticking on an additional $500 billion in defense cuts that Allen is now accusing Kaine of supporting. Now, Kaine supported the deal, but so did many Republicans, including Governor Bob McDonnell. Yep. And given Kaine's backing of the deal, he can't divorce himself from its potential consequences, including $1 trillion in additional automatic cuts. Now, Kaine has said he supported the deal because it was important to raise the debt ceiling so Washington didn't default on its debts. And there's no record of Kaine calling for the deep defense cuts. To the contrary, he has repeatedly said he hoped Congress would strike a compromise to avoid them. So we find Allen's statement has some accuracy but is lacking in context, so we rate it half true.
Okay. Finally, on the other side of the ledger, a PAC called Majority PAC, which is paying for ads around the country to elect Democrats to the Senate and retain control of the Senate for the Democrats, ran an ad on behalf of Tim Kaine claiming that George Allen had said in an interview that certain social programs, Social Security, Medicare, and the like, are a waste. You check that out? Did he say that?
Well, that Democratic group points to part of an interview in which Allen said, quote, whatever the government program is, no matter how essential it is, it's waste. Now, Allen made that comment during a December 2009 interview on Fox News. Now, there was no mention of Social Security or Medicare during that interview. Allen was speaking about an inspector general's report that the U.S. Postal Service spent $792,000 on food and entertainment over 5 months. Now, ultimately, we decided not to put a truth meter rating on this because Allen did say all government programs are waste, but we suspect this is a case where Allen simply misspoke and that he intended to say there's waste in all government programs, a position he has long held. So ultimately, we decided not to put a truth meter rating on this one.
I see. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check with the fact checkers every Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition.
Thanks, Wayne.